Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Daf Samach Hei, but we're on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. But the Gemara has the Shaila. We began the Shaila after we were talking about the Dinim yesterday of rights of a Kiyubo, was it the Raisa, the Rabbanin? Is it only applied by Yayin Neset? Does it apply by other things as well? Rechadish. Places before a Daflamid Beis. And now the Gemara has a different Abaya that we started yesterday. The din that we learned out from a Pasuk, on Daflamid Beis, where we learned that a guy is able to be Mavatal and Avodah Zarah, does it refer to any guy? Or does it not refer to a case of a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is, of course, a person, this uniqueness about him is, there's a mitzvah lach yosai. Even though there's a regular guy, there's no mitzvah to come to his aid, to be mafarnas him, if in case where he needs parnasa, that he needs food, his life is in danger. But lach yosai, but in case of a Ger Toshav, there, we'll see exactly what he is. Over there, there is a din that makes him different. And one of the things that he was mekabel is not to worship Avodah Zarah. So he has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Does he have a din of a guy that he'll be able to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah or not? And the Gemara that remember has a suffix, Shivata, Ibailu, Ger Toshavau, Shivata, Ovedis Gachavan. Should we say the Palach Mavata, the Loy Palach Lo Mavata? Well, Dilma, maybe, Koldavar Mine Mavata. That was the suffix that we started with. The Haibar Mine, Amla Ravnach Mistaber, the Palach Mavata Mistaber is the Palach Mavata, the Loy Palach Lo Mavata. Only someone who worships Avodah Zarah, he can be mevatel it. Someone that does not worship Avodah Zarah cannot be mevatel it. Big Shaila Bechlal, B'nai Yishmael. The B'nai Yishmael are not even Avodah Zarah. Are they included? What is the din over there? We come out, Mahalocha L'maisa. We come out according to the Bavli, at least according to the Bavli, we hold that a Ger Toshav cannot be Mavatal Avodah Zarah. What about B'nai Yishmael? The Ritva holds that he can't. The others are not like that. And what does it mean exactly, the B'nai Yishmael? The B'nai Yishmael cannot do it. They're one of the things that they're adamant about is that they're not Mavatal Avodah Zarah. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean, let's say we would be talking about a case, the Dinam of Yeharag Val Yavar, let's say, for example, what they do is not Avodah Zarah. They remember there is such a thing by them as monotheism. Regular Avodah Zarah, not by Christians. But by the B'nai Yishmael, what they do is not Avodah Zarah. Now let's say, for example, though, somebody would say, either you convert to become a Muslim, or else we'll kill you. But, of course this happens throughout the Dairus, right? Of course it's that. Now what, is that B'chol the din of Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim? Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. So I say, either you bow down to this Getchke, or I'll kill you. So of course, Avodah Zarah, you have to give up your life. Of course. Now, but over here, what they do is not Avodah Zarah. I can't hear you. Yeah, I got it right. I'm right. But whatever they do, so let's say they say, either you do what they do, you go ahead and bow down that you dive into what they were there to. So in which case, so what happens? You do what they do or else we'll kill you. What is the din over there? Now, that's not the same thing. Because when we talk about the din of being mevatel at Avodah Zarah, it has to be in the technical rigid halachas of the Avodah Zarah. Over here, when we're saying either you do what they do, worship. Worship like a Muslim, or else we'll kill you. What they really are saying is, maybe it's not technically Avodah Zarah, but what we're really doing is, we want you, or if you don't do this, we're going to kill you. Don't do what? If you do not renounce your Avodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if you don't go and join the Muslims with everything that they do, with this complete kfirah, that is the thing itself that's Gairim, the din of Avodah Zarah. It's really, in a way, it's somewhat of a misnomer when we say that there are three Avodahs, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. The Avodah Zarah is more expansive than what Avodah Zarah means when we talk about being mevatel in Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah we're talking about over there is a total renouncement of the Ramuna and the Ribbono Shel Olam. What we have here, the Ritva, the Rashba, we have the Suffolk and the Rashba, the Dinim of what a B'nai Yishmael is, the Kleisenberger. The guy's a tshuva, the Gabi, this did, of what kind of a status the B'nai Yishmael really have. But Avada, we have to assume that Avada, the did throughout the Dairus, Avada did is, there's the, if Michlal, the did of Yehorek Val Yavar, Avada goes on to B'nai Yishmael also. Pardon me? It's all Shoish Mashashmad by them. And what? Yeah. Well, let's see what we're going to say. We're going to deal with this here. No, wait. Yeah. All right. Okay.
There are more paskins that Yishmael is not about, though.
Now, I should add, Yerushalmi, you know, it's not like this. We have here in this din, a machlekes bavli in Yerushalmi, whether or not a ger toishav is able to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Our Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, we hold that a ger toishav cannot be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. He's on a certain madrega, he can't be mevatel it. Yerushalmi and Yevamis holds that he can. Yerushalmi and Yevamis in Perika Oro. Yerushalmi argues on the bavli and holds that he can be mevatel. I expect Baruch David to explain.
Yes, at the end of Parshas Veschanan, the Chochma proves it.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautiful, because it says Ki Am Kadosh Ata, which is the same language that we have by Nevela. That's okay, how he proves it.
Yeah. So that is that. But Lamai said the bottom
it's
line.
Unbelievable.
We have a this is the Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Gavi this did whether a Ger Toisha could be Mevatel. Now, pray think about Meisve. Yisrael shebatsa avaydis kaychafim b'shuk. If you have a Yisrael that finds an avaydis zara b'shuk, ad shaloi batsli yado, before he picks it up, before it comes into his hand, he can tell a guy to do it b'mavatla. He can be mavatla. The guy can be mavatla, not only his own thing, he can be mavatla some other avaydis zara. As long as it doesn't belong to a yid. However, after he already took it, picked it up, he does not tell a guy to be, he can't tell a guy to be mevatlet. Whether he worships it or whether he does not worship it, he can always be mevatlet somebody else's avodah zarah, his own or somebody else's guy. But not Israel's. My Oido, my Sheino Oido. What does it mean whether he worships it or whether he did not worship it? Elema, Edi, Edi, Amika, Chavim. What are you going to talk about? My Oido, my Eino Oido. We're talking about both people are Oide Kachavim. So what does it say over here? Haida Shalom is Shachavera. That's what Shalom is Shachavera. What are we saying over here? Now, what are we saying? That's the same thing. I'm just redundant. What is it coming to add these two things? What does it mean? Oimin koichavim, where means what a guy, a regular oimin koichavim. Umay she'eno oivda. What is that? Ger toishav. Shrabi da ger toishav. Nami bevato. According to this, it means what it's telling us over here is a chiddush that we would not have known from the next phrase. From the other phrase. One phrase tells us that he can, even if he's not oivda, he can be mevatalit. Shalom shalchavero is a regular case. Shalom shalchavero. And this tells us not like the way we said, the way we came out. And it tells us that a Ger Toshev can be mevatal, the Avodah Zarah of somebody else, of a different guy. Not the Gemara says no. Maybe he cannot. Lo lo malach, and maybe if it is a Ger Toshev cannot be mevatal. I said, what will it mean over here? That which you say, it's redundant, because we said, Shalom Yishalchav Eirai. No, all it means is, Shalom Oivda, Ein Oivda, does not mean he beklaved, was not worship, didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Reisha, Zeh, Vezeh, Lepa'ar, Vezeh, Vezeh, Lemarkulis. Seifa, what does it mean, Oivda, Ein Oivda? It doesn't mean that he's not Oivda, Avodah Zarah. This Avodah Zarah he didn't do. Seifa, Zela Pa'ar, Vezela Markulis, and that'll be the Chiddush. But Eina Chanani, let's say it'll be a case of a person that's not, doesn't worship Avodah Zarah at all, Ger Toshev, then it's different. Great thing about it now, Meisvet, Eisehu Ger Toshev. What is a Ger Toshev? Kol Shekibel Olam Bifnei Gimel Chaverim. He has to do a formal Kabbalah, like a Bezdin. And a Bezdin. Shalai Lavayt Avayt Kochavim. Not to worship Avayt Zarah. If he does that, it means that there's a formal commitment on his part in front of a Bezdin. He catapults himself into a different category. He's not, the din is Lach Yosai. You could give him, there's a chiv of treating him differently than a regular guy. Divrei Meir. Achamim Maimrim, Kol Shekibel Olav, not just Levite Zara, Kol Shekibel Olav Sheva Mitzvah, Shekibel Olav B'nei Nayach. It has to be a Kabbalah of Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Nayach. He does that, he has a, the Meger, and he is Mitzvah Lach Yaisei, Meger Kaishav. Achamim Maimrim, that's not a reason to say that he's Mechlal Ger Toshev. Elaizahu Ger Toshev. Zeger. He's an Eichel the Velus. Shekiba of Lekayim. Kol Mitzvah Saamuras Batayra. Who's Mitzvah the Velus? In that case, he's not. So he's not a Yid. But he was Mechabel. Everything except for Achilles Veils. Let me come right back to this. This is what I finished saying to Bryce. And the Yachdin Etzlo Yayin, what is the din by here? You can leave him, you can have Yichud with him and why you don't have to be Choshish. Vimavkirin Etzlo Yayin. You can have a Yichud with him and the Yayin, but you can't go and give him what to take care of. Dafilu Be'ir Sheruba Yisrael, even in a case where it's in Ir Sheruba Yisrael, where there might be, it could be a svara of mirsis. Avomiyavtin etzlo yayin, but you can have him being alone with the wine, vafil biyir sharuba ad dekachavin. Shamno, kiyeno. His shemen is like, what does it mean? His shemen is like his yayin. What do you mean, shemen is like yayin? Shamno, kiyeno, so good, haitach. Shemen, mikohavi, yayin esach. What are you saying? It's going to be a din. The shemen it does not have that din. Sham yeno his wine is the wine could be yayin. Sham the mihavi yes nesach. It's going to be nechal yeno. Eliyeno Bashi says over here. Sham the kiyeno mimashma. Sham the wasser. Kiyeno ulahachmerba. Now we're telling me it does not have that din. Eliyeno kishamno. His yayin. It's like his shemen. Lishar kol davar for a couple going to come obviously right back to this. Lishar kol davar harei ukiyemik kachavim. We got the other things. Of course, he's not a yid. He has a din of a guy. And Rab Shimon Oimer, Yeno is Yayin Yayin Nesach. Yomi lo Mutter Mishiyah. Others say that it's even Mutter Mishiyah. Omer lo Mutter Mishiyah. Katani Mia. But well, at least one thing we did see over here, Ulushar called Varav, Hare Gavit Lachava. What, Lagabi, what do you mean, Shar called Varav? Lamai Hilkasub, Lachaira, what it means is, yes, a different guy, this is the reason we're bringing this whole thing in the first place. Lachaira means, Lahab the Mavatala, Vadiska Chavin, Kyaiva Kachavin. He has a different guy, he can be Mavatala and Aveda Zara. On that, the Gemara comes, and this is the Maskada, no. He cannot be Mavatul Le'avod Zara. That's why I was referring to the Shulchan Aruch, where it says that he cannot be Mavatul Le'avod Zara, not like the Yerushalmi. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak. Lo. What does it mean? He has a din of a guy. Litei Rishus or Levatul Rishus. The Gabi Erevin, that Yisrael will have is able to did. He doesn't have to participate. The Odayim. In an area you have to, that you would have to go and rent out his house in order to be able to carry it in on Shabbos. And Yisrael is able to be mevatel his rishus verbally. And to give rishus for other people to use it. But not here. Uchanisadya, Yisrael mumer. He's meshabbat shabbato meshuk. If he keeps Shabbos per farhesia, mevatel rishus, she'ei meshabbat shabbato meshuk. On the other hand, let's say he does not keep Shabbos before Hesia. Ain Mavatra Rishus. They Sha'abra, like they said, Yisrael, Naisei Rishus, Mavatra Rishus. The Vyayvet Kachavim, it does not work on Sheyiskar. He has to go and rent it out for money, his Rishus. And that will apply even by a Ger Toshav. Ketzad, Oimer Loi, Rishusi, Knuyulach, Rishusi, Mavutelis, Loch Kada. Yay, Sarach, Liskais, that'll be by irregular Israel. And therefore, that then will apply only by Israel, not by a Ger Toshav. Now, what happened over here? We have a number of, a couple of things which we, of course, we have to at least by America over here. Here the Gemara tells us this whole machlokes, first of all, what a Ger Toshav is. You know, there's a Magen Avraham, a Hafeldicke Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham tells us that whenever a guy wants to be mekabel upon himself, let's say a guy comes and he says, all right, I want to be a Ger Toshav. Okay? Wants to be a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav, like the Acherim even, is Mashem over here. He wants to be a Ger Toshav, and one of the things that I want to be mekabel is Shabbos. Will be the din. There's even a din of an Avi Kachavim who keeps Shabbos as Chayim Misa. Akum Sheshavas, not in this case. If you have a guy that keeps Shabbos as Chayim Misa, let's say he did a formal Kabbalah, from now on I'm going to keep Shabbos. Could the Magen Avraham that would come out? That he's Mechuyev to keep Shabbos. He says, I'm going to keep the mitzvahs of Pesach. Nothing else. I'm going to eat a ham sandwich. I'm going to go and I'm going to do all kinds of things. Tvarim Asurim. But I'm a Kabbal Machos Asuris. He is committed to do that. He's committed to do that. A complete guy. And he's committed to do that if he tacks it on to the other Kabbalists that he has. That's the Bir Alocha that goes on Tzmairach or the Din of the Magen Avraham. And the Chashabes, Zimit, Shin, Dalit, if you want to take a look at it, the Bir Halacha, a Peladikin thing. In other words, his basis really is to get it from the Ashita of the Acherim. What do the Acherim hold? Peladikin thing. He keeps everything. That's why to keep Machol Sasuris. Here's the other way. Let's say I gave a case. He wants to keep whatever he chooses. There are certain basics that he has to keep. Basics are Zion mitzvahs b'nei nayach. But if he keeps other things, there's a Kabbalah. You have to understand Erechadami. What's the Kabbalah b'chayim? The Kedusha, we'll call it the Shem of being a Ger Toshav, is able to be b'chayim him. These b'chayim, it's b'chayim him in the basic seven. Why? He has a different Shem. He's mekabel it. But let's say he goes now and he can mekabel some extracurricular things. He's mekleiv to go and do that also. But how would they get things according to the Magen Avraham? Pashnis, you would say, not like any of this. He's mekabel, either he's mekabel Zayim Mitzvah, or he's not mekabel. Is he a Ger Toshim? He's not mekabel Ger Toshim. Every guy has to keep Zayim Mitzvah. Ger Toshim is a special category. Not only does he keep it, he was mekabel to keep it. That puts him into a different category that there's a din lach yosei. Let's say you have a person, a guy who says, you know, I hold it's morally repugnant to go ahead and steal. I am careful not to steal. I am careful not to be mevarech es Hashem. I cannot stand the thought of eating Eiver min Achai. And therefore, all the same thing by all Zion mitzvahs. He does, you will not chop him in whenever one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. There's no din lach yosei. No din to save his life over there. What's the reason he's doing it? Well, whatever reason he's doing it. But one reason he's not doing it. He's not doing it because he's mekabel it the bezdin. He did not do that. That's not enough to make him into a ger toshev. But if he's mekabel it, then the din itself is different. Yeah, the Kabbalah and the Bez Din makes it. It's a Kabbalah. There's such thing as called the Kabbalah. Wait a second. There's another very big important point over here that I wanted to bring out over here also. This Tosfos, which we did bring in other occasions. Tosfos over here brings Tosfos Dibur Hamaskel Leizehu Ger Toshev. Everybody see this Tosfos? Vimtoimar Bahalom Miyad Sheovar Sheva Mitzvahs Chayim Misa. As soon as he's over, one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, he's Chayim Misa. Why? Da'asaras B'nei Noach, he misasad below Edom Hasra. Doesn't need Edom. And he doesn't need a Hasra, as we all know. Yesh Loimar, so what are we saying over here? Ezel Ger Toshav, Maskada Kaba Ger Dahayna Lach Yosei. The Maskada we say, that what is the din? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina will be Lach Yosei. As soon as he was over, though, whole thing without any mess. As soon as he did it, he's going to be chayev misa anyway. Kolzman that a bezdin, whatever the bezdin is, kolzman shaloi danuhu bezdin, eino chayev misa. When is it that a guy is chayev misa for stealing? Let's say you go and you saw a guy stealing. Had a video of a guy stealing. Maybe he killed somebody. So you say, oh, look, God, the guy, look what he did. He stole. I'm going to be Chayim Misa. No, he's not Chayim Misa. Zok Tosfos. When is he Chayim Misa? After his case comes in front of a Bezdin, and Bezdin adjudicates whether he's Chayim. You, as a person, never came into Bez Din. You might know it, for sure. You never came into a Bez Din to be made against him. There was never a Bez Din. What Bez Din? Dayan Echad, whatever the Bez Din is. Dayan, the Harmina, the Honey Kachavim, Lamailam, Lamarinim. The Gemara told us before on Chavav that what is the din of an Honey Kachavim? It's Lamailam, Lamarinim. What do you mean, Lamarinim? What do you mean, Lamarinim? You know that he's an Eved Kachavim. He worships Avodah Zarah. So what is this thing with Long Marinin? You don't put him into a bar to go and get him killed? Why not? He's Chayim Misa. The Terence says, so they say he's not Chayim Misa. He's not Chayim Misa until he's adjudicated. That's a Gvaldik Ezach that we have here in this Tosfos. So, and it's not like other Mishayim, including Tosfos before Daf Chavav. Remember, on that day we have the Tosfos before Chavav. There it tells us, Taisa says, Kosher Shebekinanim Harayg. Taisa and Chavava Beis. The Gemara even says, Masechet Seifrim, the best ones of the Kinanim. Go and kill them. What do you mean go kill them? Why, what happened to the Didn't Marinin? Ain't Marinin? Yishleimah, so he comes and he answers it. Yishleimah, the Mirushalmi, the Kiddushin. The farish the hainu bishas melchama. That whole thing is only bishas melchama. Not shas melchama, you can't do it. Maybe raya. Being a case like that, Mikol Makayim ain't my reading. The Ravina Mikra Lahatera, that the Ksiv Mahayoch Alamasva Baducha, and therefore you can't do it. Now, what was Taisvis? We have a other Rishayim that are over here also, Dav Chavav. We have, there's our Taisvis Rabbeinu Al-Khadir. We have the Rashmi Shad, still over here also that a comment that bothered by this thing of my reading. Taisa says, the Bible of Loi by reading, what do you have? What do you mean? Aren't they Chayim Misa right away? What is the state of Loi by reading? The Chayim Misa. Our Taisa answers this. They're not Chayim Misa until they best that adjudicates him. The other Mishayim don't answer that. They have to say, well, no, it's referring to something else, Shas Muhammad, or other things. But they don't answer, and they say, yes, the reason why it's Loi by reading, because there's no Bezdin. You don't need a Bezdin. You see a guy goes out and steals something. Even if there is no bezet, you see him go and kill somebody. You see him in a restaurant eating an Eifer Menachai, kill him. So loud to you, there's a din, it's Chayim Misa. In which case, you make your side that we have the Gabi this din, whether or not he's going to be Chayim Misa or the Gabi this din. The Gabi this din. One second. If he's Mekabel Shabbos?
What's he doing?
Nothing. Story? No. If the guy is Mekabel Shabbos. Oh, if you hold like that sheath, even, like the Magen Avraham.
He's Mekabel Shabbos, and now he's carrying the key with the Noah.
At the most, he's going to be Chayef Saif. It'll be Chayef Saif.
According to old Rabbi
what? It'll depend. No. He's a Medaya. He's a guy. Yeah, it's Medaya. He's a guy. Yeah. Yeah, he could be Chayav Misa because that's when he was Mekabel. Yeah. But his deed it will be as that of a Benayach, not a Yisrael. In terms of Eichim, he's not Kosev, he's not a Yisrael. He's a guy. Yeah, that's a Vada Shverk, right? That's about what Jonathan is there. What Jonathan is there is King is really a very big problem, Mechatesi. That's the Kasha. Mekasha, that is Mechatesi. And that's what the Bir Alocha comes at the Mutchesachon. He deals with the possibility, but Avada. I mean, what will be the Makar? The Makar will be, Lechaira, that if there's something significant about the guy's Kabbalah in front of a Bezin, Kabbalah helps. Now you say Kabbalah helps? What's Kabbalah help? Is it a Neder? There's a Layacha. Now all things based on the same old Layacha, like I had with Rabbi Kimager before in the Taisus. Right, if the guy has the Kabbalah of La Yachil or not. The Kabbalah says there is no La Yachil. What's Kabbalah mean? He's been Kabbalah to do it. So what? What's the difference? But like we know, Avimelech and Avram Avinu and Avimelech, they made a Shvuah, and they made a Kabbalah, Avram Avinu, yeah. What was Mechayev Avimelech to do it? You see that Kabbalah is something. Shvuah, Neder. There is such a thing. It's Mechayev. In which case, so there is, we can't just dismiss the Kabbalah of Neder. By the way, and like we said, Sheva, what was Mechayev? What's Mechayev Gaya Mechlal, the whole Sheva Mitzvahs? See, the Sheva Mitzvahs Shekiblu Alehem B'nei Nayach, the Gemara says. And Chumash and Parshas by Yishlach, Rashi refers to the Zayim Mitzvahs by Shechem. Zayin mitzvah shekimlu alayim b'nei nayach. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Sanhedrin. Where's it? In Nunvav. And the Gemara says, what's shekimlu alayim b'nei nayach? What's this thing, the kimlu alayim b'nei nayach? Who cares whether they're mekabel? One of the things that were mekabel is not layacha. And even if they were, so what comes first, the chicken or the egg? What was their mekabel? Their mekabel. What difference does it make whether they're mekabel or not? There's no layacha. What's mechayev then?
But aside from the
besides
the Gaffarian, what is the additional Kabbalah help?
Oh, so what will that, yeah. It will not help at all. The Gabi, their overall status. Yeah.
There was already
Kabbalah. No, that came, it's not Mushba B'yayimid. Remember, they're Goyim.
No.
They're not, it's not Mechayiv them. It's not Mechayiv something less than Mechayiv them something new. The Makabel Shabbos.
A man also, he's Makabel, he doesn't have his tongue. Is there any...
No. The it's not that they're mechayev themselves and do kabbalah mitzvahs that they otherwise would not be chayev. Every guy has to keep the zayin mitzvahs. What they're doing is if they're making a commitment to that which they have to do, they are. It's not that they're mechayev. It's not like a shvur chal shvur. They're not mechayev. They're saying we know that we are mechayev and we are going to abide by it. We're going to abide by it. We are committing ourselves in the presence of a Beis Din that we're not going to deviate from that which we are mechuyev to do. What? We treat them differently. It's all them, it doesn't make any difference. But we have to treat them differently because there's a commitment. Commitment means everything. Right. The commitment means everything. Now, let's say what happens now by a Ger Taish of Nehav. We could make things a little difficult over here. The Ger Taish of, alright, is not worshipping Avodah Zarah. And he even made the commitment. Now, let's say he touches our wine. Let's say he touches our wine, the Ger Taish of. It could even be Mutter Bishniyah. Not only about the Hadar. What are you worried about? He's Mesachsek, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. You're not Mesachsek, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Let's say somebody from B'nai Yishmael will go and do it.
Also not.
Or Avisa Gertoshim. What are you worried about? It's not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He's not Mesachsek, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. All right, now what? Okay, so fine. Let's say you're allowed even to drink the wine, the way the Ritva says. Let's say you get wine from him. Can you drink his wine? He sells you wine. Stab Yadam. He sells wine. Are you going to be able to go and drink his wine? So ultimately, you say there still should be a problem. But it's not that pushit now. Now I ask you the following question. Let's assume that that would be true. And then Hanabi, you would not be able to drink his wine. But let's say that is or only applies for a guy that might have touched the wine. This comes back to a very fundamental question. If you buy wine from a guy, and there was no sign in the world that he touched the wine, can you buy it? Is that why good?
Is the sum of Maga or is
the sum of Maga? For example, what did Rashi say before Adaf Nun Hay?
Yeah, he pointed this out for Rashi Nisan.
What's the case of Mitar Yeno?
Right.
Yeah, the whole Gemara of Adaf Sabach Aleph. Mitar Yeno. What's the case of Mitar Yeno? That belongs to the guy and the Israel's taking care of it. It is, you're allowed to drink it. Why? He's buying it from a guy. And like the Rashash came before and after a day, he says, what's that to do with anything? It's been Isaiah. From the Rashi, from the Rabbah, it's Rashi. Remember Rashi and Daphne and Aleph in the Rashi? He says, in the case over there, when you were talking about the manufacturing the wine, you have it, the grapes and the basin. In the catch basin, you have all the grapes, and then you smash them in the basin, and then it goes out through into the bar over there. In that case, we had a machlekes to the shinus. At what point the wine becomes the wine becomes usher? So Rashi says, even in the case of Echadabi, he will touch the wine, but so what? It doesn't have a dead wine yet, and therefore it will be mutter even. It'll be mutter even b'shtiyah because it doesn't have a shem wine. Rashi says, what's Rashi talking about over here with Nageya? In case where it's Nageya. Belongs to a guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't relevant.
He raises,
that's a non sequitur. When you're talking about where's Maga Nageya? How does Nageya where a guy touched the wine of Israel? Now he touched his own wine. Who cares if he touched his own wine? Listen, but I say him. from there would be mashma that even if he touched the wine, so therefore, you're saying, if let's say a ger toishav, the ger toishav's maga means nothing. If a ger toishav touched the Israel's wine, the guy touched it, it's not going to affect it. Okay. But now, Will, if you're going to buy it from the guy, there's still going to be a din that's going to be usher. Why is it going to be usher? I'll tell I say him. Who lets me say him help? But Makumir is no maggot. If you're going to say that it's going to be usher, Lechaira, it's going to be Tolui, in what the usher, when we ask her, why did the guy from it I say him, whether you require maga or not. If you would hold over here, let's say like the Rajma holds, that it would be usher to buy wine from a guy, from Ger Toshev. Chaira, that means that the Isser from getting wine from a guy does not require there should be Maga. Therefore, it should be Isser. Because if it did need Maga, so you don't have Maga by over here. So Ger Toshev, who cares whether there's Maga or not? Ger Toshev's Maga doesn't mean anything. We'd have a Raya from here, at least that, and those Rishonim will hold like that. That by a case of, and I say him, or when you buy wine from a guy, that there's not going to be a problem, unless he was, we'd have arriving that there will be a problem, even in the case where there is no maga. Let's say, hold like the Rajma, if I would ask you the following question. You have a guy who owns a liquor store. You want to buy a bottle of wine, kosher a bottle of wine, from the guy. Can't do that. Now, if you hold that, you need maga. No, all right. There's no maga. I can't have maga. Maga in the glass and the bottle or something. But this thing, you can't get your hand into the wine to touch the wine. But let's say you don't need maga. Lamaisa, what are you doing? You're buying wine from the guy. What happened to them when I say him over there? Rashi also needs maga.
See, that's from Rashi here.
Yeah.
Rashi here by Minatha, Rashi says the reason why you bring Minatha is to point maga.
I'm sorry, which Rashi, what are you saying? Wait a second, which Rashi do you mean?
Rashi
also Minatha. El Meyata? Which Rashi is that?
Halfway up.
Abu Miyaka then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Abiyachad and Etzel Yahid, yeah. Yisrael, no, that's by the wide of the Yisrael, Rosie. Yeah. That I've heard it. Abiyachad and Etzel Yahid. Yisrael maniach b'chaduso. At sheyelech k'day mil or yoyser, ma'sheyeh kei b'yadik l'chofim. Dehai keima delo polach. Lo noga. This person said, therefore, was that dehai keima delo polach, lay noga v'lo benasech. Lamaga and Kachavim, the Yossi Me'alma, the Beso, Lochashidin. Came a day Lochadah, Bachach, Eda Badechaliga. Yeah. I mean, why is he saying, Mashayn came the other Kachavim, the high came on the low Polach, you don't have to worry about him touching it. Laynoga, below Manasseh.
Laynoga
means. Yeah, but the Chavim says, let's Laynoga to be Mesachsech. There's no chash of being besafsek. What does he mean? Let's say it was noga accidentally or something. Yeah. I'm asking. Lechaver, he means it's not besafsek because what are you worried about? Let's say it was noga. That's why they hold. And it'll be a case like this. Well, I mean, let's say it was noga. Let's say it's the Israel's. What we're talking about is the Israel's wine.
But
if
that's
what I say,
we need Magia.
No, but here without what I say here. Let's say it's the Israel's wine.
Yeah.
Why is it usher over there? That's also there. But I say, remember, we say it's usher the Stav Yedam, if it belongs to the guy, not if it belongs to the Israel.
All right.
I think what you see from the Rashba is a Raya that he argues with that Rashi. And the Vice says the Rambam also, remember the Rashash, on Daf Nun Hey, that Rashash brings a Raya from the Rambam also like this, because the Rambam says that the reason why Stav Yehidah is Usar is because
you don't know.
You have to be cautious. Bashmos and Rabbis, you have to say Sad that maybe he was Manasseh.
If he says Shema Yadua.
Because, why does he, why does he say Stam? Because he came from the culture where they say it. It has to be because there's a Shash that maybe he was Noga. That Rashash, very, everybody should know that Rashash. That Rashash, the very inside is thinking Rashash.
Yeah, Rabbi Moshe Nissen pointed it out.
This Sugya tells us that if you're going to say that, it's going to be Usher, but they say him. Even in a case where the wine belonged to him, so that means that even though the smell, even though Noga doesn't mean anything, you're being matter Noga if he touched the Israel's wine. Why not? So what are you worried about? All right, Bashek, if it's his own wine, there's what I say him. But the same doesn't answer either unless he had there's Noga. Terence says it doesn't, obviously. In which case, the Israel, but I say by Stab Yadim will be usher. Even in the case where there was no Noga, the Chaira, that's what should come out. Masi Rak Lahaya, there gotta be these things. We said Nafkaminas, the Gabe, the Bnei Yishmael, be Nafkaminas, the Gabe, that too. What are you worried about them? And then Yishmaeli will touch a Yisrael's wine. What's wrong with that? He didn't do anything. What are you worried about? But I say him, it's not his wine. They touched the Israel's wine, so what are you worried about? He works with Avodah Zarah. He's a Nukshash Avodah Zarah by Yisraeli. Yeah.
Yeah, Rebbe, when Rebbe Kiva Eger does this, he brings the Raya from Maga Gar Toisho. Yeah, so he brings the Raya from Maga of Gar Toisho, that's Mutter Bishtiya.
That it's Mutter Bishtiya.
Yeah. Because he brings a rye from Maga Ger Toshav.
Maga
and, Ger, because,
yeah.
The
okay,
Rosh
yeah,
says.
Lechaira, Maga Ger Toshav or the Maga of a B'nai Yishmaeli be the same thing.
Right. And according to the Rosh, Maga Ger Toshav is with the Bishtiya, so that's how he proves that Maga is not because of B'nai Sehem. Well, that's Rabbi Kivega's Raya. Because the Rosh over here says that Maga Ger Toshav is with the Bishtiya, but his yayin is also Rishtiya. The Maga of a Ger Toshav is Mutter Rishtiya with our wine. If he touches it, it's Mutter. But his own wine is also.
His own wine
is also.
They say him.
Right. So you see that Maga is not
the
they say.
That's the point that I'm bringing out over here.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to prove it.
So let's say you'd say me that's his own wine, it's also but they say him. But even when I say it needs his Maga, according to Rashi.
Right.
Who's going to help? Enochanami. But in order for the wine to be usher, by belong to a guy, Rashi holds it's still going to have a Maga.
Right.
If it's not Maga, it won't help. Lechaira, the Pashtus is like that. Because what's the din of Betar Yena on Daf Samach Aleph, the whole Sugya?
Exactly. Who owns the wine?
The whole inventory belongs to a guy. The Israel's there taking care of it. He can eat, he's mutter. He's Betar Yena, Shalomik Achavim. Who owns the wine over there?
The guy
owns the wine, not the Israel. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's what he brings right. It's very interesting.
Now, according to the Rashba, according to everything we're saying now, Enochanami, have to go back to the Sugya B'tar Yeno. If you hold that there's going to be a separate Isser, but I say him, because there, of course, obviously, we're not talking about a Ger Toshav, but there's going to be a separate Isser. Say, why is B'tar Yeno Mutter?
Why is
B'tar Yeno Mutter? There should be an Isser also, but I say him. And the Terex that we gave, because there's no Maga, that doesn't apply according to this. Because as you see by a Ger Toshav. The
din is
that it's
usher.
So if it's usher by
Ger Toshav,
how can it not be
usher
by
B'tar Yena? That's the answer. Unless you come to Rashash, is the answer that it has to be Gomroi. In other words, the way the Rashash gets around it is he said that it has to be completed by the
right,
Akum.
Yeah, right.
But he doesn't, no one likes that answer. Nobody likes that answer. But Rekiva Eger is fascinating.
Okay, now. Has to be what? The Kabel?
He's living in peace with his
country. No, not for this. No, that's by your country. So, that's only by your country, not the... Yeah, that's right. I mean, he has to be called not to commit Ritzicha. That might be the hardest thing.
This is not a fight.
This is not a fight, that's right.
They just injured him.
Huh? Okay. All right. All right, now, Rabbi Yehuda Shavuai Karbada. Let me try. We have to get Colin over here a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda sent the carbon to Avitrada B'yai Meida, to the sky B'yai Meida. Omar, and he sent a present. Omar, Yodano Meida, Lo Palach Levik, Omar. I know that I don't have to worry about it, because he might go to worship Avitrada B'yai Meida. But I know that he doesn't, I know he's not an Avitrada B'yai Meida. Omar, Rabbi Yosef, Otanya, Izel Ger Toshim, Kol Shekim B'lo B'fnei, Gimel Chaverim Shlulavet Avedes Kachavim. Something Gemara. Erechinami. That's to be Chaver Ger Toshim. Kitanya Hilach Yaisai. That will only be where there's a formal Kabbalah. There'll be a Didlach Yaisai. But not the Gabi this. Here you don't have to be a Ger Toshim. He knows that he's not going to worship Avedes Zara. That's going to be enough. Homer Rabba, but we got to get one minute. Homer Rabba, but we got to get one minute. Homer Rabba, but we got to get one minute. Ger Taisham, she'opro alav, yud beis chaydish. Below ball. Let's say he's a Ger Taisham for 12 months. And he didn't do a mila to become a Ger Tzedek. Harei HaKamishim Ke'arei Hu Kimin. He's like a min, and I mean, I'm in a Zara, she'b'yem de'kachavim. She'b'shem Kimin, she'b'yem de'kachavim. That's only where he was mekabel to do the mila. Otherwise, there's no did that he has to wait 12 months, that he has a time limit of 12 months. There's no such thing. Rava Abdile Karbana Lamar Sheshach. Rava brought a... Okay, Rava... Abdile Karbana, he brought a carbon to Mar Sheshach. B'yayim Eina, but the day of their holiday. Omar, he said... Yodana Bey, I know the Lo Palach Lo Mitzkechav. I know, I'm confident, and there's no problem with me doing it. I know he's not an Ivan of Edizar. So he found Bar Sheshach. Ozal Ashkechei Di Yosef Atzavar Mevrata. He saw that he was sitting until his neck up in the middle with flowers, roses, all around him. Vikaimad Zaydis Arumis Kamei, and surrounded by Zaydus Arumis.
Bravo.
No, Bar Sheshach.
That's
Rava.
That's how we found him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't know that's what he was going to see, you know. Salil Chas Mishal. But that's what he found. You go there, you never know what you're going to find. Okay. Omar Lay, Islachu Ki Hai Gavna Sadegah, Bar Sheshach said to him, in the world to come, can you imagine the world to come ever having such more hana than this? This is like the ultimate hana. Omar Lay, Didon Adifa Tzvei Mehai. He says, what do you mean? The schar that we get Ulam Haba is greater even than this. Greater than this? What's kids I besser? Omar Lay. Tzvei mehai miyam. How can it be any better than this? What could you possibly have? The world to come, there's going to be something even greater than this. Amar lei, so he came up with a svarah. Amar lei, atuna ikal eicho emsa de machusa. Yeah, you have emsa de machusa, fear of a malchus. We'll be able to have it even without a favor de machusa. Anot lo tiyamin lo emsa de machusa. We're not going to have even fear of a foreign king. Yeah, I'm not so all apprehensive and intimidated by this. What kind of fear do I have? I am not, this is like, as far as I'm concerned, this is my Olam Haba right now. Right now. What could it be? I can't even imagine it'd be any better. Anyway, but of course, what happened? At the Yotzvi, while they were sitting, Asa, who priestly got the Malka, a messenger came from the king, and Amalei told Barshim this message, that it brought him a telegram. Amalei, come, you better get going already, get up, the Kabelach Malka. The Malka says, send you a telegram, he wants to see you, in Prabto, ASAP. Anyway, Kinovic, when he's going out, the Asa, Amalei, he said to Rava, Ay, look what you did to me. Eina de Baila Merse Lachu Bishusa. the eye that wanted to see bad, something bad happen.
He gave me
an ayin hara. He gave me an ayin hara, right. Tipoka, let it be, let the eye come, the eyes come out. Amalei Rava, amen. Anyway, poka ate it about sheshach. The other day, the whole thing itself boomeranged to him, and he got the klala by sheshach, and that's what happened to him. Amra Papa, you might let the paper lay behaikra. He really should have said, you're asking, what could be better for us than this Eilam Haba? B'nais b'lachem b'yakruseich, litzava shega liyemincha, b'kesev eifir. In other words, that, like, all right, here, there's different ways to learn over here. Yeah, but it means that the Lassen Lava will even be able to have royalty surrounding us. What does he have surrounding him? Bunch of Zaynus. But it says, we'll even have the appreciation of Chashava, people, B'nais Melachim, that will be mechabed us, that we're standing on their sides, draped in Kesef Eifer, with full of,
they'll be dressed. I don't know.
With gold, with golden adornments. Amram Nachman Yitzchak Yivaylei Lemeberlei Mehacha. He should have even have said another pasuk. Ayin LeRasa Lokim Zil Asecha Yasa LeMechake Lo. That we can't even begin to imagine what Olam Haba is. Ayin LeRasa. The eye cannot even contemplate what the Hana, the Schar of Olam Haba will be able to be. Sachmali Lassus Mabalacha Acheres. We have remembered the Mishnah told us. Let's say he hired him to do a different malacha. And he added that at the end, or he added Yayin Esach. Over there, if he does Yayin Esach, he was never really hired to do the Yayin Esach, remember, in the Mishnah. And therefore, when he gives him the schar, he's not giving him the schar for the Yayin Esach, he's giving it to him for the other malacha, and he's just like two at the end. To transport the Yayin Esach, but the money was not given for that. Okay. Therefore, the knas that the Gemara told us on Daf Samach Beis, the special knas, did not apply. The Aval Gavle Amalei Liyitaisei Erev. When did he tell him to do that? Ashra initially did tell him to do it at the end of the day, after all the malacha is completed already. Ashra told him he did it any other time during the day, even if he didn't tell him to do it after all the work was done. Ay, Armini, Asecha Sapayo, Litaisei Erev Amalo. At the end, after the whole day is over, he did all the work already. He said, at the end, after he was hired to make the rest of the schar, schar al mutter. Over there it says, but when? Only after the other malacha, everything else is done by the end of the day. Time at the other level, you say, say, Erev. In Kuliyama lo. And here, what are we saying in our Mishnah? It doesn't make a difference what he told them. When did he add this malacha? He did it like Taisi Erev. Tadad, Rava, Amar, Lakashia. No, it's never Tadad. Rava, Amar, Lakashia. Hod, Yama, Lehavali, Meya, Chavi, Ice. The Meya, Prutus. Let's say, it depends how he hired him. The Lashon of the contract. He said, I want you to transport for me 100 Chavias for 100 Prutus. Hodi Amarle, Averly Chavis Chavis, the Pruta. I wanted you to do 100 each Chavis for a Pruta, which means how many hirings are there? In the second case, he said, I'm hiring you per Chavis. The first words, I'm not hiring you per Chavis. I'm hiring you for all the 100. Well, Tanya Ryan. Asecha Araya to this. Asecha Sapayo the Amarlo. Haberly Meya Chaviyais, Bemeya Frutus. Benitzes Chavishal Yayin Esau Benev. And amongst them, there turned out to be one, that was Yayin Esau, which means that amongst that which I'm paying you, the whole thing, happens to be Yayin Esau. And therefore, all of the schar that I'm giving you, is usher. Because included that, but all the schar that I'm giving you, part of it is stuff for Yayin Esach, the whole thing is going to be usher. However, Sachra, Osir, yeah, one second. These chavishi ainesach, they name schara osim scharas osir. Whereas, chavis mepruta, then, it's one of them, one pruta is going to be osir, because one of the chavis, what that I hired you for, was there is a pruta keneged them. But 99 are mutter. Skara mutter. 99 is mutter. The hundredth one is going to be usher. One out of the hundred is going to be usher. The first case, there weren't separate ones. Everything was together. It was one big hiring of which it was mixed in Yayin Esser. Therefore, the whole thing itself is going to be usher. Hasecher Sechamar, Lahavila, Yayin Esser, Skara usher. Remember the other case of the, we had the Mishnah, he hired a Chamar to bring Yayin Nesach. The scar is also usher of the same Knas that we just said. What is the point of the second case? It's also another case where we hired a for Yayin Nesach, a Sulaba, Lihadurasha. Same Easter, the Chiddush is the following. Sachra Leishev Aleha. He hired him to sit on the Chamar. Not for Yayin Nesach. Aval Pi. Shehiniya Chavik Achavim Lagino Aleha. Even though the guy put his flask of Yayin Esach on it, Schara Mutter, he never hired him for that. The member of the Lagin Lab Dina Hulo Suvi, you mean to tell me because that was never, it was never something that he hired him for, that he should be able to go and bring the, to transport the Yayin Esach or Aminu? What is the din like we had? We know from Bava Metzia. A person hires a donkey. Secher b'adiach halak susa. What's it go from point A to point B? Secher, the secher is able to put on its, the clothes that he needs, b'adiach halak susa. Umalagino, or his flask that he needs for the trip. B'zadayis of shalai saderach. One of his zaydis for that trip. And therefore, because ve'elach, from that point on, chabar me'akiv alav, more than that, the balabas is able to be me'akiv on him, he can't put it on there. Me'akiv alav. Chabar me'akiv alav, what about the chabar, the donkey driver? We're talking over here when he's hiring it. He's hiring him, who's going to be the driver?
The driver.
A driver. He's hiring the driver. He's going to a chasuna, he has to hire a driver. So he's going to go, he has a driver. So the driver is going to be there. What is he able to put onto the donkey? The achava v'niachala asayrim. The tevin. The mazaynaisa bolsa shalosa hayayim. Mikad ve'elech seicher me'achav ala. More than that, the seicher can be me'achav. I don't want you taking more on the chabar. Amra baye. Mehi de lagin dinahu ve'osuvi. Mia im lo baisiv lay, he could go put it on there. But it's not part of the wage. It's not part of the stipulation of what he's paying for. Let's say he didn't put it on there. So what are you going to deduct from the amount that he stipulated with him to take off from there because he's not transporting that? Mia reading lay, naki lay, agra, the laki naso. We're going to subtract because that's part of what the stipulation was. The stipulation is too many other things that he wanted. Now that's a hechi dummy. So what is the case over here anyway? It's a side issue. Either he's needed that we have, and what the chamar is able to put on there, what the other one is able to put on there. Either shchiach lemizvan, is it, he's going to be going over there, he's going to be taking a trip, so I'll stop at a Howard Johnson's. What? Yeah, I'm going to stop at a Howard Johnson's. It's every 20 miles. So we'll be able to stop. And it's a big deal. Chamar nami liyakiv. What is the chamar be ba'akiv? What are you saying? What are you putting all that stuff on there? What do you need all that for? You stop at a Howard Johnson's. You get something to eat. They had a bag of potato chips or something. Vila lo shkiach lebizban. If it's not shkiach, it's a stuffing on the road. Sechar nami lo la'akiv.
Driver
should be able to put in. So even the secher also should not be able to be back
in. After the driver.
Shouldn't be able to be back in the driver. What do you expect him to eat?
Yes.
Umar up, Papa. Anyway, stop at the hojo or something. He had to do that. He can't, there's nothing there. Amra Papa, like Sfeir the Shchich, Lebitrach, Lemizba, Miyuna, Liyuna. There is, it is Shayach. It's to be Matriach and to go from one stopping point to another. Chabar Darke, Lebitrach, Lemizba. The person who's used to doing that already, he's a professional, he's a driver. His derech is to be Matriach and to go and to. By therefore, he can, therefore, in that case, he can't be, in that case, it is expected for him. He'll go and he'll be able to go and to buy what he needs. Whereas, Secha Lab Darke the Mitrach, or the Mizman, he doesn't go do that. Therefore, he won't be able to be Ma'akiv. Abud Ravacha Breda Ravika, Abishafich Le Chabra, Le Chabra, Le Yerde Kosovim. He poured wine for a guy. He also Bavale Babra. He poured wine for the guy, and what did he do? He went and he transported it to another side. Bavale Babra Yavale Gulfe Biagra. He would take the wine across the river, and he would pay him. He would give him the empty barrels. See the Rashi over here. Askar, he would give him the empty barrels. Habashavag leichabra liyentikos of him. Hu haya meicher lahem yayin. He would sell them the wine. The derech lemeichre chaviya shel yayin. It was the derech for people who sold barrels of wine. Lite gab chaviyas falecha, to give the barrels over to the people that bought it. Lachay amina bahamavkin. He could go be vishadi shel akeyach. Mechray bechanus mistaker behen, that mashu mistaker beayin from ika have a shavach lehu migulfe, shelakho mibenu, beayin beziki dito. What he would do is, he would go and take the wine and give them the wine in their own flasks. Would that, what?
If they bought from there, okay.
I don't know if they bought from there, where they had it stopped. So what happened was, the other like Gulfi Biagra, they would give him, the Gulfi Biagra, they would give him the barrels, and he would give them the wine in their own flasks. Also, overlay that by overlay, Kikot Tarach. At that time, when he was doing it, when he was giving them the wine, who did the wine belong to at that time when he sent the wine to them? It's him. There was nothing wrong with that wine. He's giving it to Goyim. The Goyim are going to get it. Once they get it, the wine is going to become wine shalavit gachavim. But for the time being, the wine belongs to him. There's nothing wrong with that, selling wine to a guy. Wine shal Yisrael. For her rights of Bikiyubo. Oh, but fake thing about why, but then wasn't it rights of Bikiyubo? Floritztaru Ziki. That what will happen? What's going to happen? It Floritztaru Ziki, that the things that they were makabel, they shouldn't break. Because once they get it already, it's going to belong to them. What happened over here? He went, the Yavole Gulfe, the Zavod Bidei Biagra. He put it into their jugs. He take from his wine, they put it into their jugs. Pardon me?
So he has the empty barrels.
He has the empty barrels. He's taking the wine and putting it in their jugs. Once it's in their jugs, it's a fake thing about it. Isn't it to his best interest that there should be rights of a kiyuma? And at that point already, it becomes us. No, the Masli Badayu. Inami, the Maisi, Priestiki Bahadayu. But what happened was that, that.
If breaks, you won't give them to go.
The what?
If they're, whatever, they're slash breaks, you won't give them to go.
He won't, so if it's them, going to, if that's why it was a case of rights of a Kiyuma.
No, that's a question of second degree, because he doesn't want to give from his own.
He doesn't want to give from his own, so therefore.
But it's a Kiyuma, therefore, even, therefore, still a problem. It's going to be one, even after he's
born. Well, rights of a Kiyuma, Deloni, Staru, Ziki, Damasi, Adai, Winami, Damasi, Priest, Priest, Nikiba, Adai.
If you're afraid, you won't give them to go. If it breaks, I'm not
going to
give you some money.
Yeah, but he made a condition to me that if it breaks, I have nothing to do with it. That's your own thing. You do it at your own risk. I'm not going to be responsible for that. So I don't care whether it's going to be around or it's not going to be around. I don't care. Inami demaisu priestly badai. Or what was the case? Whether they brought some other Caleb that if a case it breaks. He'll be able to retrieve it in this. So therefore, it's not really relevant to him. What we're talking about over here is not be matriach in the wine that's usher, but rather what we're talking about is, see the Rashi, the priestly, the kiti, badayu, they had other kalim that they're able to retrieve it in the event that it breaks. And then Amalek became a kara, Rav Ika Reish Narahava. And he said, to my friend, the Safa and Mekara, Harayami Rabin, call Eshia, Giwa, Noshim Aleinu, go take them over. It's not called being Matriach. He has a standing deal with some sailors. That, when he has wine to go and do it, so they'll do it. It's not really being Matriach. It's just the standard thing that he has with the sailors, that whatever there's wine to be given to them, they'll do it. Or that kishri simen hu meiser lahem, umakirin hasafon, where there's certain like tickets or piece of rope or something that he realizes who the customers are and that he wants them.
A luggage tag.
What?
He's a luggage tag.
Well, I do it for them so that they know they'll be here. That his kavana that we have over here is to give it to them, and therefore that's like a standard practice, not something that he's doing with the Isser. All right. Okay. Wow. We'll start with there. And
you have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.